Once again, good afternoon. This is Nat Kelly Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining us on the call. Before we begin, I would like to note that we understand that due to unprecedented high call volume on the calls the past 2 days, that numerous people were locked out. We sincerely apologize for whomever this inconvenience and have since remedied the technical glitch to hopefully ensure that everyone today, every day going forward, will be able to get it through. Simultaneously, it was inspiring, uplifting, and energizing to watch the call numbers the other day jump to such incredible heights in such rapid succession. This is a clear demonstration of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael coming together from across the country and beyond to daven together, to uplift each other, and strengthen one another. With that, I and the OU are honored to introduce Rabbi Chaim Marcus, Mora D'Asara of Congregation Israel in Springfield, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Marcus reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Pithel, Chaf Zayin, Kuf Lamed, 20, 27, and 130. Please note, as we do each day, that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Marcus will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but without pausing between Sukkim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call. B'chavod, Rabbi Marcus.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Yishkoach Gadol to Rabbi Naftali and the OU for this amazing initiative. We know Be'ez Tzara, that the Kol Kol Yaakov, that the voice of the Jewish people has to rise up. And the two kolos, the pasuk referring to, the Medrash tells us, is of course the Kol HaTfila and Kol HaTorah. And with the Bati Knesios and Rachman Olslan Bati Midrashos being closed to a great degree, Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to come together in innovative fashion. And what I'd like to share with you this morning is a beautiful Torah from the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar, Reb Hirsch Melech of Binov, Zechusia Genelena, was a great nephew of the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech, whose yard side is today, Rebbe Elimelech of Zhensk, the Nam Elimelech, Zechusia Genelena. And the Bnei Yisachar shares a Torah in Ma'amar Yichod She Tamuz Va'av, a Torah of the 3 weeks that I believe is a Torah that could bring us Chizuk today. It's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Nundalud Amid Beis. Amar Rish Lakish says, B'shosh Enichnas Nachrim L'Heichol, when the enemies of the Jewish people entered into the Beis HaMikdash, they entered into the Eichol, they went to the Holy of Holies. Ro'u Kruvim HaMu'orin Zebizet. They saw the Kruvim were locked in a passionate embrace with one another. And Otziyam Lashuk V'Amru, they took these Kruvim out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. These weren't the Kruvim on top of the Aron. We know the Aron was hidden. This was another set of Kruvim that were put into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Gemara talks about. And they bring them out to the marketplace and they say, Yisrael halalu shebrechosam bracha v'tulosam kola yasut padvarim halalu. Look, Jews, look at what's in your Holy of Holies. Look at these angelic figures that are locked into this passionate, almost sensuous embrace. Look what's in your holiest places. And we know that the Bnei Yisachar brings down that the Jews, when they saw this, they were bothered by another shiloh. It's a shiloh that the Hasidim asked, the Magidim is rich. That the Gemara in Bava Basra Tzadi Tes tells us that when did the Kruvim face one another? They faced one another when the Jewish people and Hashem were on good terms. When did they turn back to back? When, unfortunately, Rahman al-Litlan, when the Jewish people were not on good terms with the Eibishter, when there was a time of Hester Panim. So now when the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, the Kruvim are facing one another. Not only are they facing one another, the two Kruvim are mamish locked in a passionate embrace. What does this mean? And the Bnei Yisachar answers from a teaching based upon a Gemara in Yevamos, from an idea from the Kajan Sir Magid, that a time of period, at a time of separation, that's when you can also find the greatest ahava. That's when you can find the greatest love, the greatest expression of intimacy and closeness between individuals. And he actually says that this is pshat in the Medrash and Etz, the Rabbah, that on Tisha B'Av, that's when Nolad ben David. That's when Mashiach ben David is going to be born on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's at the time of the greatest Hester Panim. It's at the time when everything seems fallen and broken. That's when the latest Mashiach happens. That's when there's the greatest spark of hope. And we're living in times when, unfortunately, we've seen great, great Hester Panim, great period that we're experiencing. And perhaps, Chevra, this is really the great challenge that we're facing now with this coronavirus. We know this week's parsha, Parshas Vayakel, Pekudei Parshas Achodesh. The pasuk tells us, Vayakel Moshe Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Vayomer Alehem Eile Hadvar Masher Tzivah Adonai La'asos Osam. That Moshe gathers together the entire congregation of Bnei Yisrael to tell them these things. What are Eile Hadvarim? What are these things? These things are, of course, Shabbos and Mikdash. The Rav of Soloveitchik discusses what is it about these two things that they're so often lumped together. Last week's Parsha Kisisa, they're put together. In Parsha Kedoshim, we find Mikdash and Shabbos together. What is it about Mikdash and Shabbos that so often the Torah brings them together and we know they're connected in a very deep way, al pi halacha? The 39 malachas of Shabbos, the 39 prohibited creative labors on Shabbos, come from the Malachas HaMishkan. And Rav Soloveitchik answers, of course, so famously, that Shabbos is a sanctuary in time. It's a sanctification of time. And the Mikdash was a sanctification of space and makom and place. And what the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Chosir Gein Aleinu, says, is that's why the Hakdama, the prerequisite to Shabbos Kodesh, the prerequisite to sanctifying time, the prerequisite to sanctifying place and makom and space of Mishkan and Mikdash, is Vayakel Moshe Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Chosir Gein Aleinu says that to be able to bring God into this world, to sanctify time, to sanctify space, what do we have to do? We have to sanctify the soul. And what is the greatest sanctification of soul? The greatest sanctification of soul is when everyone comes together. And Chevra, this is really, we know what we're all waiting for. We're waiting for a time when we will have a Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha L'chai Olamim. We're looking for a time of Mashiach. We're looking for a time of Me'en Olam Haba. We're looking to sanctify time in the greatest way. We're looking to bring down the third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash of Yaakov Avinu, the Beis HaMikdash Yaakov Lotam Tamisa, Yaakov Vinu Lomei. His Beis HaMikdash, it will never be destroyed. The ultimate sanctification of space and place. So to do that, we have to overcome an incredible nisayon of Vayakel Moshe Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. People are calling older members of my kehillah, telling me, Rabbi, we don't remember anything like this. We remember the polio scares, but this, mamish, we're in our homes, we're feeling so afraid to go out. And so many people with compromised immune systems, there's a pacha, there's mamish a fear, but Baruch Hashem, that as Rabbi Goldberg discussed yesterday, the Jewish people, the Jewish community has responded with such great achdus. There's so many opportunities that, yes, despite the period we're experiencing, despite the separation, we have opportunities to be able to come together, ways to Vayakel Moshe Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. And this really unparalleled nisayon of separation. Chevra, if we can respond with a great show of achdus, with a great commitment, think of three people you can call today to check in on how they're doing. Call that elderly person that maybe you don't know who they are so well, but you see them around shul, you have the shul directory, just a call to say, how are you, what's going on, what can I do for you? And the Jewish organizations, really unbelievable, they should be unbelievably blessed, reaching out like the OU is today, to bring so many Jews together that we can learn together and we can be misfiled together. And I believe that this time of great period, like the time of the Churban, is the time when we can feel Ahavas Hashem Osanu. We have to just change a little bit of that perspective. And as I've often heard from my father, in the name of the Rav, that why is a shul called the Beis HaKnesses? Knesses, a gathering place, a shul is a social hall. It should be a base tefillah. Why is it a base kinesis? Because the essence of tefillah is when Jews can connect together and be mispal for one another. And despite, unfortunately, as Marshall ensure, so many shuls, unfortunately, not having tefillahs together, but we can make your home a base kinesis that still be mispal for other people. Have them in mind in every Shemona Esrei, in every tefillah that you are saying.